Imagine standing at the edge of a vast, uncharted sea called Trust. The waters ahead are more often troubled than tranquil, yet this journey is one we must all undertake. Trust isn't merely about others' reliability. It's about our own capacity to open ourselves to life's uncertainties. It's both our deepest need and our finest risk, the ship's log of our entire life journey. While we often think of trust as a noun, it functions better as a verb, an ongoing process between people that evolves from belief into relationship quality as evidence of reliability accumulates. Throughout our lives, we're navigating a delicate balance, remaining heart-centered while maintaining appropriate caution, understanding that some people may be unreliable in minor ways, yet absolutely trustworthy in their love. Our capacity to trust develops when our emotional needs are met through what David Richo calls the 5 A's: attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing. That last one, allowing, is particularly crucial. It means freedom to show feelings without punishment, permission to live according to our deepest values, and support to make our own choices. Think about the last time someone truly listened to you without judgment or gave you space to be exactly who you are. That feeling of safety is what builds trust. As mature adults, we find need fulfillment from multiple sources: ourselves, friends, family, career, spirituality, ideally relying on partners for no more than 25. Healthy development involves a symbiotic phase peaking around 5 months, providing security for the subsequent move toward autonomy. Throughout life, we thrive with a balance of security and freedom, an open nest that allows exploration while offering welcome upon return. Think of a toddler who ventures away from their parent at the playground, occasionally looking back for reassurance before continuing their adventure. This pattern mirrors healthy adult relationships, combining independence with connection. Trust develops in 3 stages. First, I am one with you. Second, I can leave you for a while. And third, I can come back and you will be there. When this process unfolds naturally, we develop the ability to self-soothe as adults because we received soothing in childhood. Our developmental path moves from trusting someone's trustworthiness to trusting ourselves, to trusting others, and potentially to trusting a higher power. What childhood experiences shaped your ability to trust today? How might understanding this journey help you heal trust wounds? In our evolutionary history, humans found safety in community, building trust around shared campfires. We're designed to live cooperatively, not in isolation. Our deepest need isn't for someone to rescue us, but for someone who remains present during our struggles, holding space without judgment. This presence forms the foundation of trust in relationships. Trust in relationships works like doubles tennis rather than singles. In singles, players exploit each other's weaknesses to win individually. In doubles, partners notice each other's limitations but cover for one another, working toward mutual victory. The net between players transforms from a symbol of separation to one of connection. A trustworthy partner fulfills our primary emotional needs, the 5 A's, stays with us through conflicts without punishment or abandonment, and addresses problems collaboratively rather than through denial or avoidance. How might viewing your relationships through this doubles tennis lens change your approach to conflicts or challenges? Betrayal requires more than grief to overcome. It demands reconstituting our entire perspective on ourselves and others. Trust breaks when someone deceives us, turns against us, acts unilaterally, breaks confidence, or refuses to address conflicts. Particularly damaging is the silent treatment, a vindictive form of pouting that reveals one's partner values self-protection over the other's pain. Self-trust emerges when we're happy with who we've become, capable of committed love, engaged in meaningful work, free from addictions, and able to handle stress, manifesting as equanimity and flow. Many of us distrust our feelings because intense emotions in childhood might have preceded abuse or out-of-control behavior. Now we fear our tears might never stop or our anger might become harmful. Yet learning to trust ourselves requires going directly into our feelings while appropriately expressing them. Our basic feelings, sadness, anger, fear, and exuberance, safe, become constructive when we allow rather than repress them. With mindfulness practice, we develop equanimity, experiencing feelings without being possessed by them. Our body functions as both signal system and resource system, a field of experience that teaches us when we pay attention. By noticing physical sensations like tension or constriction, we can use techniques like deep breathing to release stress. When was the last time you truly trusted your own feelings? What might change if you began to see your emotions as messengers rather than enemies?
Core trust represents our most challenging direction, faith in life itself as a trustworthy path toward evolution in love, wisdom, and healing power. This radical trust in bare-bones reality sees our circumstances as perfect ingredients for building self-trust and personal growth. When faced with loss, disappointment, or failure, core trust allows us to ask, "What is this experience teaching me?" rather than, "Why is this happening to me?" The frightened ego fights against reality, demanding control and perfection, while core trust offers an unconditional yes to whatever arises. Our trust can move in four essential directions: trusting ourselves, others, reality, and perhaps a higher power. If any direction is missing, too much pressure falls on the others, creating imbalance. Core trust also involves accepting the cyclical nature of life, understanding that periods of struggle and ease, growth and rest are all natural parts of our journey. Throughout our lives, we encounter synchronicity, meaningful coincidences beyond our control that offer trustworthy opportunities for evolution. By opening ourselves to these mysterious connections, we discover that we can indeed dare to trust in the power that orchestrates healing moments in our lives. What if everything happening to you right now, even the difficult parts, is exactly what you need for your growth? How might that perspective transform your relationship with uncertainty?